Hey guys, what's going on? It's your boy Ralphie, and oh man, it has been one weird, very weird weekend. First off, let's go ahead and just get this out of the room. Kanye West, on July 4th, posted on his Twitter account that he's running for president, and the creator, the CEO of SpaceX, and the Cybertruck thing, has his basically said he that Kanye West has his full support. So my question is, why? This guy has Kanye West has no business running for president. And before anybody says anything, it's not because he's an African American. Has nothing to do with it. I would love to have another African American as president, other than some old orange Oompa Loompa running for president again. But I wouldn't pick Donald Trump to run for president again, and I wouldn't pick Kanye West either. First of all, Kanye West is basically a nutbag. Okay, this guy comes out and literally declare himself one of the best, and all God things or whatever, and basically is one of the freedom of religious. It's in the Constitution, freedom of religious, and I believe that if Kanye West would run for president, he would actually use that and force people to believe in his religion. And also, don't forget that the first lady would be Kim Kardashian, who, again, is not a role model, and who's a porn star. And I'm not saying all porn stars are bad, but this one particular one lies about how her sex tape was leaked, and we all know it wasn't. And it, you know, her vagina was the reason why her family has a TV show. But, come on, really? I mean, with all these young people nowadays, they'll vote for anyone. I mean, if, the rainbow-headed dude, if he run for president, people are going to vote. A lot of dumb kids are going to vote for him. You know, we should be voting for someone that actually knows what they're going to do when they get into the office. Someone who's not going to have a mental breakdown. Someone who's not going to force people onto religions or try to sell their shoe brand for like $200-$400. Like, come on, seriously, people, why in the hell would anyone want to spend $400 or $1,000 on a pair of sneakers you're probably never going to wear? I mean, I have two sneakers that I bought from Walmart, and I wear them all the time. But I have a pair of Nikes in my closet that I've only worn maybe once or twice. Why? Because one, they're expensive, and two, I just don't really go out much. And, since a lot of you guys know, I don't really have a lot of friends, so, you know, there's no point in showing up. You know, Will Smith said it perfectly. You know, what's the point of spending money to show off to people? It just doesn't make any sense. In order, the point of being rich is to be rich, not to look rich. You know, that's why you see guys like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. You know, you don't see them wearing designer clothing or spending millions of dollars on, you know, super fast cars and rides and stupid diamonds, around their neck and inside their mouth, because they're being smart with their money. And that's what I really, really hate about rappers these days. You know, they're coming out with these things. They're like, hey, you know, their music video showing off their diamond rings and everything. And then we hear on the news that they're broke, that they have no money. I mean, if you don't believe me, look at Bow Wow. You guys remember him? He used to be in a lot of movies. He had a lot of music sold, and then now he's just completely broke. Why is he broke? Because he spent money like an idiot instead of investing it and, you know, doing right by it. If I was a rap artist, all right, or any type of musical artist, the first thing I would do with that money is see how that money can make money for me, to make more money. I wouldn't go ahead and spend it on a $300,000 necklace or get a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. For what? It's not going to feed me. It's not going to pay my bills. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to probably sit in the garage or something. It's really stupid. That's why I do not approve for Kanye West to go ahead and run for president. He's not going to get my vote. He's not someone that I want in the office. And for what? I guarantee you that if Kanye West actually become one of our president, he's going to go ahead and get Trump involved. And Trump is going to give him bad advice, and then it's going to be, you know, the coronavirus all over again. And it is stupidity, ladies and gentlemen. Stupid. Way beyond stupid. We have so many good potentials of good people, of actual good people that want to run for president, that can do the job correctly, that knows what they have to do to get the job done. But yet, here we are, voting for America's Next Top Models, or the Masked Singer, or whatever other shows that these younger generation are voting for, rather than actually understanding what the government is doing. It really just pisses me off. And then, alright, I'm going to close off on that topic, but yesterday, all right, remember when I told you guys that my cousin was supposed to come over and pick up the rest of his stuff? He comes over, and I was in my room, and all of a sudden I get a text message saying, hey, someone's knocking on the door. I'm like, fuck, okay. I go downstairs and find my cousin at the door. He comes in. This is how he sounds, right? This is how he sounds. Hey, Rousey. You going to help me, you know, I need to help with those shit. And the entire time, oh my god, I was the only one that was actually doing all the heavy lifting. He brought over a so-called friend, and this is like an old guy, he looked like he's somewhere in his 60s or 70s, and this old beat-up red truck, and I'm like, dude, like, seriously, come on. And he left on, Christmas of 2019. Since December of 2019, he finally came over. And what was it? December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 7-8 months. 8 months later, he decided to go ahead and do this. His own mother basically said, rent a U-Haul truck so you can get everything. Okay? But he didn't do that. He got an old beat-up truck, and he had this old grandpa-looking guy helping him out, knowing that I was the only young one there. And I'm tired. I have been tired. And then he goes and tells me he's going to come back today, and he's going to pick up his washer and dryer, the bed, and whatever is left downstairs. But he never showed up today. I was lucky that my other cousin showed up, and he actually helped me get some stuff. But man, I am exhausted. Like, I don't have to worry about all this stuff that I have to pack. I still haven't finished up my room. Right now, my floor right now is full of clothes that I have to go ahead and, you know, go through them. And pick the ones that I'm taking with me, and the ones that I'm not, and then the ones that I am taking with me, I have to wash them, make sure they're clean, and then go to Walmart again to get boxes, like the plastic container, to put those clothes in there. And, oh, man, it is honestly tiring. It really is, you know, for doing something like this. And then, on yesterday, I was actually going to do this exact podcast. I was actually going to do it yesterday, but it was early, you know, it was like before my cousin came in, it was still early, But then the neighbors outside, they were playing their, blasting their freaking music so loud that you can feel the floor vibrate. And for those of you who don't know, okay, I have to wear a hearing aid, okay? Because supposedly I was diagnosed with hearing loss, but hard of hearing? Severe hearing loss. That's what I have, severe hearing loss. And basically what that is that I cannot hear a pin drop, but I can hear the roar of the of an airplane passing by. That's really bad. Seriously, really bad. And I had the hearing aid off, and all of a sudden the floor started vibrating, the sofa started vibrating. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I go ahead and pop my hearing aid on, and boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that's all I hear. I hear like heavy ass bait. My floor was vibrating. The sofa was vibrating. And I look out the window. They're partying. I'm like, all right, you know, it's 4th of July. And why not? Okay, so it was like 10 o'clock at night. You know, the fireworks is done. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and do my podcasting. And no. They didn't stop playing their music until almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, it was still firework going outside, and they were still screaming and yelling, having so-called fun. The music was still blasting, and I'm like, alright, fine, I can't do anything. Because if I were to talk over the mic, you guys would hear all that, but you wouldn't be able to hear me, and it's just really stupid. So, like I said, it was a weird, very weird weekend. It's 10:53 p.m., but an hour ago at Holy Land, they were shooting off these fireworks. I mean, it was bright enough to actually light up the sky. That's how amazing it was. I didn't know it. I went to the first room, and I looked out the window, because from my window, I could actually see Holy Land. And I was watching the fireworks, and I was like, shit, man, I missed it, because it was like 9:15, and they were shooting off, you know how, like, when they get ready to finish shooting off the firework, that they just let everything go? And basically, that's what happened. I saw the last couple of fireworks, and it was pretty good. But the thing is that I didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't know there was going to be another firework. They didn't say anything. It wasn't on the news. It wasn't on the newspaper. It was nothing on the Facebook page. And I was like, wow. That would have been something to actually record it. I could have recorded it and showed it off to everyone. But no, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. So, it was like, right now it's like 10:54. And everything was quiet. And I decided to go ahead and do the podcasting, because this whole Kanye West running for president is beyond stupid, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it is pissing me off that people like Kanye West, and no, it's not because of he's African-American. Please get that out of your freaking mind. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that someone like Kanye West, who does not have the mentality to be a president, would consider running for president. It is exactly stupid. And what you guys are doing is, if you guys vote him in the office, you are actually going to give the Kardashians more power than they should have. Again, they are not role models. They are nothing but a bunch of slut who there's this thing going around on blackface. Alright? For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically someone painting their face black. But the Kardashians are the biggest one, because they pretend they're black. Because they date black men, and they dress up like if they were from the hood, which I guarantee you, they would not last 5 seconds in a real hood. But, yeah, we need to stop this. Seriously, we need to get the Kardashians off the air. We need to stop buying their product. We need to stop cheering for them and stop calling them role models. They are not role models. Role models are the ones that are doctors, lawyers, teachers, police officers, the ones that run for mayor, the ones that are running for governor office, the good, not the bad ones, the good ones. Those are the type of female role models that are empowering. Those are the type that little girls should be looking up to, and not these dank slut that has ruined every black man they've ever dated. If you don't believe me, trust me, every time they date a black person, oh my god, their lives get ruined. Literally, their lives get ruined. Alright, guys, I am out for the night. My back is killing me. I am exhausted, and tomorrow is actually the first time I'm going to get a day off, because I just found out earlier today when I came back from Walmart. Oh, that's right, the Walmart story. I don't know if this has been happening to a lot of people, but there have been rumors that there's been people going to Walmart, opening up the bottles of shampoo, lotions, and things like that, and putting them back in the shelf so that they can do this little prank where when you put it into the bag, into the shopping bag, and get home, it spills out everywhere. I don't know if Walmart is aware of that, but I'm hoping that someone will say something. But yeah, that's I'll save that story for another day. But yeah, my back is killing me. I'm exhausted. It is hot as hell in this house right now. I have the windows open, and I'm trying to cool down, but I can't. That rumbling that you hear in the background is my fan, and it's not doing justice. But you guys have fun. Take care. Peace and love.